This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For many of us, work has become less physical, and doctors say that's not good. The grueling exertion of the past has been replaced by the desk jockey, an office worker who moves very little. Shemaine Mills reports that's changing, as office furniture allows workers to do more than sit.
The medical community's concern about too much sitting has prompted change in the workplace. There's a trend away from traditional desks, and it's even caught the attention of comedian and talk show host Ellen DeGeneres.
I just read an article that said that if you sit for long periods of time, it is the worst thing, and it's of course what I do for a living, I sit, but they say that it is the worst thing you can do is sit, so that's why during commercial breaks I do splits.
The push to get Americans up and moving has taken over the workplace in a big way. Traditional desks and office chairs are increasingly sharing space with adjustable workstations that allow employees to sit and stand. There are also treadmill desks where you can walk while you work. Mindy McWilliams sells commercial office furniture at a business called Atmosphere.
So it's measuring 2 miles an hour. It tells you how many calories you burn. Tells you how long that you can go and what distance you've walked.
It can look and sound like a workout at the gym rather than a day at the office. In fact, when adjustable desks first came out, the anticipated health benefits had some touting alternative office furniture as a way to combat the nation's obesity epidemic. Now the health gains from standing desks and their effect on productivity are getting scrutiny from researchers. One recent review of adjustable desks found they can prevent lower back pain and might even help lower blood pressure, but they aren't helping workers lose weight. Professor Robert Radwin studies workplace ergonomics. He has a second-story office on the UW-Madison campus where he sits at a stationary desk, and that's how he likes it. But he isn't opposed to others having adjustable desks.
I think they have their place. I think that, if people suffered discomfort from sitting at their desk for long periods of time and they feel like standing is beneficial for them, then a sit-stand desk might be helpful. But you should be careful not to expect that a sit-stand desk is going to make sedentary work much healthier than it might be if you just got out and exercised.
The questionable health benefits of adjustable desks haven't lowered their popularity. UW Credit Union has 700 employees at 27 locations, and the majority of those workers have adjustable desks, says LaDonna Steinert, who works in human resources.
It's something that employees are very excited about. And as we are looking at expanding and building, refreshing our existing workplaces and expanding into other workplaces, it's something that we're incorporating into the design because of the positive feedback from our current employees.
Another Wisconsin company, American Family Insurance, has switched more workers to adjustable desks as part of a larger effort to try and lower worker compensation claims. Over the course of 5 years, such claims were cut in half, not only because of the desks, but other wellness measures. McWilliams clinched the deal with American Family, which also bought adjustable office furniture from a number of other vendors.
I think our biggest advocate was American Family Insurance. They came to us and they were having an extraordinary amount of issues with people, with back problems, with neck problems, with headaches, all that. So we did a pilot for them and we put in the height adjustables. And now they have over 2,000 of them.
When asked if these desks are just a fad, McWilliams responds, fads don't last this long. And sales, she says, continue to grow. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.